This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 244 for Friday, January 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed at Friday's close, recovering from earlier losses as the market looked to be trying to consolidate ahead of the weekend. Canola, within a dollar of unchanged at the final bell, marched down 90 cents at $622.20 per ton, but it had traded as low as $613.40 earlier in the day. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil, which neared contract highs, and a move higher in Chicago soy oil did provide some underlying support. Talk of export demand coming forward at the lows also underpinned the market, although farmers are still thought to be sitting on large amounts of unpriced canola, which limited the advances. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans pressured by bearish technical signals and rising production estimates out of Argentina. The advancing Brazilian harvest was also bearish despite some delays. March beans down 13 cents at $12.09 per bushel. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange in Argentina raised its estimate on the size of the country's soybean crop by 2.5 million tons, pegging it now at 52.5 million, although they warned that yields will depend on future rains. The good to excellent rating for soybeans in the country fell to 44% from 55% last week. Corn also lower, lacking any real fresh supportive news of its own. The March contract down 5 cents at 4.46 per bushel. Argentina's corn production was raised by 1.5 million tons, now at 56.5 million, but crop conditions did dip slightly, losing 5 points in the good to excellent category at 41%. Forecasts calling for rain in northern Brazil will likely delay the soybean harvest and seeding of the second corn crop, but that will be good for development of the corn in the long run. Wheat, it is lower across the board, taking back some of the gains from earlier this week as traders booked profits. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the March contract at $7.04 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in March at $6.24 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat also down 12 cents in the March contract at an even $6 per bushel. Some stops were likely triggered on the way down, adding to the speculative selling. While U.S. export business earlier this week was solid, U.S. wheat does remain expensive in the global market, and that should continue to limit sales. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 26th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.